It's a beautiful chapter about supreme wealth of compassion, how precious this mind of compassion is. Geshe-la says, of all virtuous minds, compassion and wisdom are supreme. Compassion purifies our mind, and when our mind is pure, its object also becomes pure. So we can remember that story of Asanga, that he was finally able to see Maitreya directly because Maitreya emanated as a dog infected by maggots who was eating him alive. And when Asanga saw this dog lying on the road, he developed such strong compassion for the dog and purified the rest of his obstructions so that he could see finally Maitreya directly. Beautiful story in living meaningfully, dying joyfully. It's very, very moving story of Asanga. And we also can understand anyone who dies with a mind of pure compassion. This is another point. If we die with a compassionate mind, we will definitely be reborn in a pure land. Definitely. This precious mind will hook us immediately to pure land, where he or she will never again have to experience the suffering of samsara. And this is why we also engage in the practice of POA, transference of consciousness, related to Avalokiteshvara. So that's such a precious gift from Venerable Geshe-la, this practice that we can transfer all the deceased or dying people, we can transfer them directly to pure land so that they will never experience suffering again. Most compassionate action, actually, we can engage in. So pure compassion. Now, what is compassion? Pure compassion is a mind that finds the suffering of others unbearable, but it does not make us depressed. So many people have confusion. They think, oh, compassion is going to kill me. There's so much suffering. What shall I do with that? So we need correct understanding what is compassion. If not, we have no wish to train it. We don't want more compassion. If we are afraid of it or we have a wrong understanding. So instead of making us depressed, Geshe-la says, in fact, it gives us tremendous, tremendous energy to work for others and to complete the spiritual path for their sake. It shatters our complacency and makes it impossible to rest content with the superficial happiness of satisfying our worldly desires. Yet, in its place, we will come to know a deep inner peace that cannot be disturbed by changing conditions. It is impossible for strong delusions to arise in a mind filled with compassion. So we should read this paragraph again and again, again and again. Very precious. So we need a correct understanding of what is compassion. And I would like to read an explanation from Venerable Geshe-la where he gave, so that we are very clear, compassion is not suffering. I'm just going to read it. So he gives question and answers. I said, because we are suffering, when we experiencing bad circumstances, physical illness or poverty, harm from others, not fulfilling our wishes and so forth, we are suffering. Why? Because we cherish ourselves. Then you can train like this. Okay. Then your contradiction is that. So this is now Geshe-la again. If we cherish other beings, we are, so he said, well, what we would reply. If we cherish other beings, we are experiencing more suffering because other people have so many bad circumstances, sickness, aging, death, air quality, so many problems, so much suffering. So then I will suffer more. I will experience more suffering. So you are creating in reality more suffering. This question will necessarily come from you. He knows our minds. What? Compassion? I want to step back. More suffering? Thank you very much. I've already got enough. So whenever we experience suffering, it comes from our self-cherishing mind. Then I can clarify. Yeah, so if we ask the right questions, he can clarify. It looks like you are right. If you cherish other living beings as we cherish ourselves, then other people have so many problems, experience so many difficult situations, and so forth. So we are suffering more. This question is coming, but there is no contradiction. When we are experiencing bad circumstances, and we need to listen carefully, or adverse conditions, such as sickness, poverty, or harm from others, and so forth, we experience suffering because we cherish ourselves. It comes from our self-cherishing. This suffering we feel is real suffering. Now, the suffering that comes from our self-cherishing, this is real suffering. Why? Because for us it is difficult to bear our bad circumstances. But when we are cherishing all living beings as we cherish ourselves, then when we see other living beings experiencing sickness, aging, death, harm from others, not fulfilling their wishes, so many adverse conditions experiencing, it is difficult to bear. It looks like we are suffering. It is not real suffering. It is compassion. Because it is difficult to bear, difficult to accept that other living beings have to experience this tremendous suffering. We cannot bear it. Why? Because we cherish them. We love them. So this is compassion, not suffering. So very different things. When we see other living beings experiencing poverty, sickness, and so forth, adverse conditions, we find it difficult to bear because we cherish them. We cherish them as we cherish ourselves. But this unbearable feeling is not suffering. It is compassion, strong compassion. There is no stronger compassion than this, which quickly purifies our mind.